Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Plan B, an emergency contraception that the FDA says should be available to all girls and women without a prescription. Well, the Obama administration disagrees, deciding that a doctor's note will still be required for girls under the age of 17. To talk about this week's surprising decision, I'm joined by Jeannie Monahan, director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council. Welcome to the program, Jeannie.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So this was apparently the first time ever that the Secretary of Health and Human Services overruled a recommendation by the FDA. Pro-choice advocates say it was politics winning over science. Do you agree that there was a political factor in her decision?
You know, I can't get in Secretary Sebelius's head. I'm really not going to try and understand her motivation, but I will say that it was a political appointee, Commissioner Hamburg, Margaret Hamburg, who actually made the recommendation to Secretary Sebelius. So there were. It's hard to know politically what was happening, although this was between two political appointments. It wasn't a political appointment and then the career, you know, Food and Drug Administration employee. So I think that's important to differentiate.
Why should all women not have access to Plan B without a prescription?
Well, for starters, it's important to point out that Plan B can act in a way that can destroy life by preventing implantation. So a little bit of science 101, when a baby is fertilized or conceived, it has 7 to 10 days before it implants in its mother's uterus. So at that very, you know, young stage, it's vulnerable. And so Plan B can work in a way that would actually prevent the baby from implanting in its mother's uterus. So it's important that folks know that this drug can potentially also act as an abortifacient in addition to preventing ovulation. So I think you're asking just about Plan B, and I feel it's really important that you know, women have the right to know how this drug can act in their bodies and, frankly, on their newly developing babies in some cases. But for this specific decision, Plan B for a number of years has been available over-the-counter for people who are 17 years old and over. And the question was, should it be available for girls under the age of 17. We think that Secretary Sebelius made the right decision because, of course, young girls are still developing. Their reproductive systems can develop up until the age of 17. And Plan B is essentially a very high dose of the pill. And, of course, the pill is only available via prescription. And there are all sorts of health reasons that just don't make sense for girls to be able to have this without interfacing with a doctor.
Isn't that the age range, though, young teens, where most unwanted pregnancies, those that may very well lead to abortions, occur?
Well, that's an interesting point. And actually, what I would sort of offer back to you is that young people have approximately half of the sexually transmitted diseases right now nationwide in the United States, according to the CDC. So the availability of Plan B over-the-counter for all ages would have bypassed some necessary medical screenings for STD and treatments. Because, of course, if a young girl has an STD and that goes unchecked or untreated, she can have lifelong, very negative ramifications. That's one thing. But also, there was a very interesting study done out of the UK last year on, it was a public health program of adolescents who were receiving Plan B, and their unplanned pregnancy rate increased as well as their STDs. So it's not that this is like some sort of wonder drug for the issue of out of wedlock birth.
Well, and the idea of Plan B, though, is to basically be an emergency contraception. And you say it has abortive qualities, but isn't the key to take it as early as possible after a potential pregnancy to avoid the further development?
Well, you know, you can't be just a little bit pregnant. So if you're ever taking it after a pregnancy, it can act as an abortifacient. It may act in that way. So that's probably an important point for differentiation. But it is, Plan B is approved by the FDA for up to 72 hours after sexual intercourse.
And wouldn't needing a prescription, though, delay that time? And couldn't it be over 72 hours then before a woman can even get her hands, or a girl that is, get her hands on Plan B if a prescription is necessary?
Well, I mean, think that through. So 72 hours is 3 days, and Plan B is only one of two available emergency contraceptives on the market right now. Actually, more than two, but Plan B is one of a type. The second is Ella, and that one is available for 5 days. So, no, I don't think that would be a problem. But to me, the more basic public health question is, if young girls are A, something, you know, the average age of a young girl who's sex trafficked in the United States is 13 or 14 years old, and B, if this population of people has half of the STDs nationwide, why in the world wouldn't we want them to interact with a doctor? That's just kind of common sense. Why would we remove that medical screening?
I'm talking to Jeannie Monahan, director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council. Do you generally agree with the use of Plan B as a form of contraception?
We are 100% pro-life at FRC, so any kind of drug that can act in an anti-life way, we would not be in favor of.
But what about the general use of contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancies?
Any kind of drug that could act in a way that would not be preventive but would actually destroy life, Family Research Council would not be in favor of. In terms of the larger issue of contraception, we think that that is to the couple's discernment.
Isn't it harmful to society and to families when they're put in situations that they may not have the financial or mental means to provide for a child?
So play that out a little bit more because, well, keep asking your question there.
Well, in a sense, I mean, if we don't support contraception in a way that childbirth occurs in situations where people are ready and want to have a child, can't that lead to general harm to not only families but to society in general?
You know, it's a really interesting question. I'm not agreeing with that line of thought, but I'll just give you sort of another take on this, which is post-abortion syndrome. Approximately 10% of all mental health problems in women around the country can be directly attributed to abortion. So I think that there are all sorts of different things that occur related to sexuality and ethics and pregnancy and what have you that impact a person's mental health.
Although a girl at the age of 14 or 15 that becomes pregnant, that's far from an ideal situation, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. But the issue at hand today is whether or not girls at that age should be able to have an emergency contraceptive without a prescription. And again, it just defies public health sense and common sense and what I would just say is reasonability to remove a medical screening. I mean, it's always positive for a young person to interface with a doctor. Don't you agree? I mean, most parents who have a daughter who's 13 or 14 years old, if she's sexually active, I think that they would want her to interface with a doctor.
Well, visiting a doctor is certainly a good thing, although there are issues in the sense that this can be, obviously, this can be a major factor within a family, and there are some that argue that girls could actually be put in a dangerous situation if they're made to expose this part of their life to families that may not be ready to accept it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that is an interesting perspective. It's not one that I agree with. I think that we need to really advocate for young women's health and that I think more interaction with medical professionals is good. I don't think that having removed a need for a prescription for young women would have been in their best interest. And I think most reasonable people agree with me. And most, even as President Obama came out and said yesterday, most parents wouldn't want their daughters as young as, you know, 13, 12, 11, having access to this without some sort of interface with a doctor.
Well, let me just ask you this. And do you agree that there is a problem in this country of adolescent pregnancies and pregnancies in situations where people are not married and may very well not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. But I don't think that the answer is to make Plan B over-the-counter for young people. I think it's a deeper problem and that one of the greatest things is that parents need to talk more with young people about sexuality, and that needs to be a family issue.
Other than Plan B, there's the use of condoms. Although, what is the Family Research Council's position on the best way to avoid situations that result in unwanted pregnancies?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, Family Research Council would not be in favor of any kind of drug that would be embryocidal, so that could actually destroy life in terms of preventing it. And then any other form of contraceptive, we don't make a judgment call on that. We believe that that is left to the couple's discernment.
Finally, do you expect this to come up once again? I know the Bush administration dealt with this issue. Do you expect this proposal to have Plan B available to all girls and women proposed in the coming years?
Well, the next step was for Commissioner Hamburg to respond to Secretary Sebelius's letter. So I think that we'll see what will be happening next, I think, from the commissioner of the FDA. Teva Pharmaceuticals, who originally applied to make this over-the-counter for girls, that's totally in their, you know, purview to make that decision. So I would expect that they probably will, but who's to say?
Jeannie Monahan, Director of the Center for Human Dignity at the Family Research Council. Jeannie, thank you very much for joining me and answering these questions.
My great pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.